Good afternoon.
下午好。
I would like to begin today a new topical series.
今天我开始一个新的系列的课题。
This series is intended to help us consider how we should be living.
目的是帮我们考虑应该如何生活。
What should we be doing?
我们该怎么做？
Knowledge of God's word is foundational.
认识神的话是基础。
And it should lead us to action.
神的话应该带领我们行动。
In a biblical sense, we do not really know something until we do it.
从圣经的意义上讲，只有我们做了，才能真正的认识。
We do not really believe it until we obey it.
直到我们遵守了，我们才能真正相信。
The topics in the series should help us be better disciples of Jesus.
这个系列的主题能够帮我们更好地成为耶稣的门徒。
They will be a good review for some of you.
对一些人来讲，这个讲座是很好的复习。
They may fill in gaps which may be present in some of your lives.
它将填补你生命中或许存在的差距。
And I hope that some, if not many of you, will be able to use these things to encourage and instruct new believers in their walk with Jesus.
我希望你们当中有人，哪怕不多，能够用听到的来鼓励新的信徒。教导他们与耶稣同行。
It's from this standpoint that I will be addressing most of the topics.
从这个角度，我要讲解这一系列的大部分主题。
The first step with a new believer is to review the gospel with them.
与新信徒的第一步是与他们一起回顾福音。
We can help them understand their new relationship to God.
我们能帮他们理解刚刚与神建立的新的关系。
We also give them a tool to explain the gospel to others.
我们也教给他们向人解释福音的办法。
Proclaiming the good news also requires that we understand the good news.
宣布好消息要求我们能够明白好消息。
If we do not preach a biblical gospel, it is not good news at all.
如果我们所传的不是圣经所传的福音，就根本不是好消息。
We must know it so well that we do not introduce any false ideas into it.
我们必须清楚明白，才能避免误传信息。
It is best when we can point a person back to the Bible.
最好的办法是我们把人直接引到圣经里去。
Each person should be getting the message from the original source.
每个人都应该直接从圣经里得到神的信息。
We want each believer to be confident in truth about knowing God through Jesus Christ.
我们要每一个信徒通过耶稣基督认识神。对真理充满信心。
This afternoon, I would like to give a very simple, Bible-based way to remember and communicate the gospel message.
今天下午，我要使用一个非常简单、基于圣经的方法来记忆和交流福音的信息。
This will also briefly review the biblical teaching in the gospel message.
我们也要简要地回顾圣经在福音里的教导。
I read an article years ago that presented a simple way to remember and communicate the gospel.
几年前我读到一篇文章，讲怎样记忆和交流福音的信息。
The author called it one verse evangelism.
作者把这个方法称之为一句话，一句经节布道。
It uses a picture which is sometimes referred to as the bridge illustration.
这个方法是用图示，也被称作桥演示法。
It focuses on just one verse in the Bible, Romans 6:23.
今天我们集中用圣经罗马书六章二十三节来介绍。
A visual aid helps both the explanation and in remembering.
视觉辅助帮助我们解释和记忆。
You'll need paper and a pen or pencil to do it.
你需要的是用一张纸和一支笔。
And you should also have memorized Romans 6:23.
你还要记住罗马书六章二十三节的金句。
Keep the picture simple.
让你的图示越简单越好。
It can even fit on the back of a business card, which I have done.
你也可以像我一样，把它演示在一个名片的背后。
I've also used a napkin.
我也用了餐巾纸。
I also want to caution you.
我还要提醒你。
This explanation of the gospel is seldom sufficient in itself.
单单用这样的方法来解释福音还是不够的。
You will usually have to explain many of the terms, both biblically and in a way that is culturally understandable.
你通常还需要对圣经中的语句加以解释，尤其要符合文化上的理解。
You can use other Bible verses for that.
你可以用圣经中其他的经节来解释。
But this verse is good for a summary or a review.
这个经节可以很好地帮你总结或者回顾。
You should keep the truths of this verse in mind and cover them in some way with a person.
请你把它铭记在心，并找到一个对象，把这些真理传达给他。
I would usually ask questions and interact when using this.
我在使用这个方法的时候，常向对方提问和互动。
That would be difficult this afternoon.
但是今天下午在讲道中这样演练有难度。
I'm going to use the PowerPoint to show you how I talk through this verse visually.
所以呢，我用幻灯片来演示怎样传递这条信息。
And you begin by writing the verse at the top of the page.
首先你在纸的上方把金句写下来。
Without that.
好。
This verse has certain key concepts.That speak to both our basic problem as human beings and the only solution to that problem.
我先补充一下，牧师用的是这个新译本的这个经节，所以跟我们的和合本稍微有点不一样。Excuse me, just say this is another version from the Chinese, but it's the same.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So now I translate this one. Okay. 这里含的有几个关键的概念，它讲出了我们作为人。作为人在作为人的基本问题和解决这个问题的唯一的方法。
There are three pairs of words that explain the problem and introduce the solution.
他用了三对词来解释问题，并介绍了解决的办法。
The first pair of words is sin and God.
第一组词是罪和神。
The first word is God.
第一个词神。
The Bible says that God is holy.
圣经说神是圣洁的。
This means that there is absolutely nothing bad in him.
这意味着在神里面绝对没有丝毫的不好。
He is pure and truthful and perfect in every way.
在任何方面，神都是纯粹、真实和完美的。
The second word to consider is sin.
第二个要考虑的词是罪。
Sin is something totally foreign to God.
罪对于神来说是完全陌生的概念。
It represents those things which God is not.
罪代表了上帝里面完全没有的东西。
We might think of sin as breaking a traffic law or taking a second piece of cake.
我们可能在违反交通规则或者去吃第二块蛋糕的时候有犯罪感。
But sin is much more than that.
但罪远远不止这些。
Sin includes telling any lie.
罪包括说任何谎话。
It is hating someone or getting angry at them.
恨某个人或者生气。
It is taking anything.That does not belong to you, even that pencil from work which you think no one will notice.
罪还是把任何不属于自己的东西拿走，哪怕只是从单位里拿走了一支没有人会介意的笔。
Sin is living our way rather than living God's way.
罪是按我们自己的方式，而不是按神的方式生活。
It's rebellion against God, even a little bit.
罪是对神的反叛，哪怕仅有一点点。
It is being less perfect than God is.
罪是达不到神的完美。
In Romans 3:23, it says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书第三章二十三节说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
When we have sin in our lives, and we all have sin, then that sin separates us from God.
当我们活在罪中。我们就都有罪，罪把我们与神隔绝。
God will have nothing to do with sin.
罪，神与罪毫无关系。
This is the basic fundamental problem of every person.
这个是每个人最根本的问题。
Many other problems are a result of sin in our lives and our separation from God.
许多其他的问题都是因为我们生活在罪中与神隔绝的结果。
This separation from God is called death.
与神隔绝就叫做死亡。
Sin has resulted in our separation from God.
罪使得我们与神隔绝。
Sin has made our existence now less than what God intended.
罪使得我们现今的存在不像神希望的那样。
We often call this spiritual death.
我们常把它叫做灵的死亡。
The Bible says that sin is the reason why we will eventually die physically.
圣经说， 罪使人最终都要经历身体死亡。
If we do not somehow find a solution for sin, then the Bible says we will die a second death.
如果我们找不到解决罪的办法，那么圣经说我们将第二次的死。
After death, there will be judgment and an eternal separation from God and from all that is good and enjoyable.
在死亡以后将有审判，并且与神以及所有美好的事都永远隔绝了。
This is not what God desired for mankind.
神不希望人遭受这个结果。
He desired for man to have fellowship with him and to enjoy all that is truly good forever.
神愿意人与他相交，并享受所有永远和真正的美好。
This is true life.
这才是真的生命。
Fellowship with God is life.
与神相交才是生命。
When the problem of sin is cared for, we have restored fellowship with God, which will exist forever and ever.
一旦解决了罪的问题，我们就与神恢复了关系，并永远与神相交，这就是永生。
It's called eternal life.
这个叫做永生。
Now, is separation from God that fair?
与神隔绝公平吗？
Unfortunately, it's very fair.
很不幸，非常公平。
If we worked hard all week or all month, we would certainly want our paycheck at the end of that time.
我们整星期整月的辛勤工作，理所当然希望得到我们该得的薪水。
We have earned it, and it's only fair that we get it.
我们付出了，就要公平地得到回报。
In the same way, sin earns us death.
同样，罪为我们赚得了死亡。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
If we want God to give us what we have earned, then our wages would have to be death, total and everlasting separation from Him.
如果我们要神把我们赚得的给我们，那我们获得的只能是完全的死亡和永久与神隔绝。
The context of this verse, which is Romans 6, pictures us serving sin like a master.
罗马书第六章的这节经文告诉我们，我们服侍罪就像是做罪的奴仆一样。
If we joined a company and expected to work there for years, but only worked one week, wouldn't we still expect to be paid for that week?
如果我们加入一家公司，想在那里干几年，但只是做了一个星期，我们是否还期望能够得到一个月的酬劳呢？
Of course.
当然。
The same is true spiritually.
属灵的生命也是如此。
We might think that our lives are fairly okay, perhaps having done more good than bad.
我们可能会认为我们的生活还不错，做过的好事比坏事多。
We might even think that we had only one bad week.
我们甚至可能认为我们只是在一周里面做得不够好。
But we have earned our wages serving sin for that week.
但是我们已经得到了这一周里面做罪的奴仆所应得的工价。
And our wages are death.
我们的工价就是死。
All the good that we do doesn't get rid of the bad.
我们所做的一切好事都不能抵消这个罪。
God, however, is willing to give us what we cannot earn.
然而，神愿意把我们不能得到的赐给我们。
We have earned death, but God offers us life as a gift.
我们应该得到的是罪，但是神把生命当作礼物赐给我们。
There's nothing.We can do to earn a gift.
礼物不是用任何东西可以赚来的。
In fact, by definition, as soon as we earn it, it is no longer a gift.
只要是赚来的，那就不是礼物。
When we get that paycheck at the end of the week or month, we don't think of it as a gift from our employer.
我们不会把月底领到的工资当成是雇主给我们的礼物。
We earned it.
这是我们赚来的。
For that reason, we can only accept life by believing that God is truly giving it.
所以，只有当我们真相信神是真的要给我们的时候，我们才可能领受生命。
He will not accept our payment.
神不会接受我们的付款。
He offers it as a gift.
生命是神给的礼物。
Now this presents a problem.
这就出现了一个问题。
At least it could be a problem with God.
至少可能是对神是一个问题。
Since God is wholly perfect, He cannot overlook a just or fair payment of wages.
既然神是全然完美的，神不可能忽略一个不公正或不公平的工价。
Sin has earned death, and it would not be right to just skip paying out those wages.
罪的工价乃是死，省掉偿付这个工价就算不上公义。
But God had a plan that solved the problem.
但是神用了一个计划解决了这个问题。
He had a way that the wages of sin, death, could be paid out and still give us life.
他用了一个办法，让我们罪的工价既被偿付掉，同时仍然把生命给我们。
God became man and lived a perfect, sinless life, and then accepted the wages of our sin.
神成为人，以完美无罪的生命接受了我们罪的工价。
That man was Jesus Christ.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ was God come in human flesh.
耶稣基督是神在肉身的显现。
He allowed himself to be killed on a cross.
他允许自己被钉死在十字架上。
He had not done anything wrong.
他没有做任何错事。
He did it as a substitute for those who had done wrong.
他这样做是为了成为罪人的替代品。
God could offer eternal life as a gift to sinners, but the wages of sin were still paid.
这样神就可以把永生当作礼物送给罪人，但是罪的工价已经被支付掉了。
By being killed on a cross, Jesus made it possible to bridge the separation that sin had caused between mankind and God.
耶稣用被钉死十架，在因罪而彼此隔绝了的人与神之间架起了一座桥梁。
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord.
罪的工价乃是死，但是在耶稣基督，我们的主里面，神赐给我们永生作为礼物。
We can be sure that Jesus' death cared completely for this problem because God raised him from the dead after 3 days.
我们应该确信基督的死完全解决了这个问题，因为神让他三天以后从死里复活了。
His death was sufficient to care for the wages of our sin.
他的死完全足够偿付我们罪的工价。
We need only accept this by faith.
我们所要做的是用信心去领受。
We need to believe that this is true.
我们要相信这是真的。
We stop trying to earn it and accept God's mercy.
我们不要再尽力赚取，而只是需要领受神的恩典。
And Jesus lives.
耶稣活着。
His life is proof that his death was enough.
他的生命证明他的死已经足够。
And he now lives as our Lord.
他活着做我们的主。
When we accept the gift of eternal life from God, we embrace Jesus Christ as our Lord.
当我们接受了神赐给的永生这个礼物的时候，我们接受耶稣基督做我们的主。
This shows the change that has taken place in us.
我们的生命就开始改变。
Our tendency before was to rebel against God.
过去我们常常要反抗神。
Now we accept him as our Lord.
现在我们接受他为我们的主。
A new characteristic of our life is to want to do what God says.
我们生命里新的特征是我们想要照着神的话去做。
God makes us a new creation when we accept by faith this free gift of life.
当我们凭着信心白白地接受神赐的生命礼物的时候，我们就变成新造的人。
We have His life in us.
神的生命在我们里面。
We have His Spirit in us, and we now want to live differently.
圣灵在我们里面，我们想要活得不一样。
We can live differently.
我们能够活得不一样。
Doing good does not earn us life.
做善事不能为我们赚到生命。
Neither does it keep that life for us.
做善事也不能为我们保全生命。
Rather, the order is reversed.
而这个先后顺序是相反的。
Getting that new life, having the separation from God removed,allows us to desire and do what is right.
我们获得新生命，不再与神隔绝，这使得我们想去做对的事。
This one verse, Romans 6:23, summarizes well certain fundamental truths of God's good news.
这节经文，罗马书六章二十三节，很好的 总结了上帝好消息的一些基本的真理。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
By serving sin rather than God, we should receive the just wages of death.
做罪的奴仆而不做神的奴仆，死是我们应得的公正的工价。
That is physical death and eternal separation from God.
意味着肉身的死和永远与神隔离。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord.
但是在耶稣基督我们的主里面，神赐给我们永生当作礼物。
Jesus Christ died to remove the separation between sinful man and holy God.
耶稣基督以死挪去罪人和神圣洁的神之间的分离。
His death was in our place so that God could give life to those who believe.
耶稣替我们死，神就可以把生命赐给凡信他的。
I believe that in our culture, there are four fundamental biblical truths that especially need to be part of our understanding of the gospel.
我相信在我们的文化当中，我们对福音的理解必须要涵盖四个基本的圣经真理。
We see these in this verse.
我们来看下面的经节。
The problem is our separation from God caused by sin.
问题在于罪把我们与神隔绝。
We are all guilty before God.
在神面前我们都有罪。
We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
我们都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
1 Corinthians 15:3, Paul wrote that he passed on to the Corinthians what was of first importance, that Christ died for our sins.
保罗在哥林多前书15章第3节的时候写道，他传给哥林多人最重要的一件事情，就是基督为我们的罪死了。
We should not confuse the benefits of salvation with the fundamental truths leading to salvation.
我们不要把得救的好处和使人得救的基本真理混淆起来。
People want heaven.
人们想进天堂。
They want a better life.
想过得更好。
They want fulfillment.
想要成就。
These are things properly understood which come as part of our salvation.
这些愿望如果正确的理解是得救的一部分。
Jesus came to give life abundantly.
耶稣来是要让生命更丰富。
But a desire for these things is not the same as recognizing we have sinned against a holy God.
但是我们想要这些并不等于认识到我们对圣洁的神犯了罪。
Asking God for these things is not the same as recognizing we have sinned against a holy God.
我们向神要我们所想要的并不等于认识到我们都对圣洁的神犯了罪。
Even believing that only God can give us these things is not the same as recognizing we have sinned against the Holy God.
甚至当我们相信只有神能够给予我们这些，也不等于我们认识到自己对圣洁的神犯了罪。
Sin separates us from a holy God.
罪把我们和圣洁的神隔绝。
Any sin is sufficient to separate us totally forever.
任何罪都足以把我们永远完全的隔绝。
And that problem has to be dealt with.
这个问题必须被解决。
The problem, sin separating us from God, is wholly and exclusively dealt with by Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection.
罪把人与神隔绝的问题只能够，而且完全能够通过耶稣的死和复活得到彻底的解决。
Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
基督为我们的罪死了，圣经上说他被埋葬了，三天以后从死里复活。
God, as a holy and just God, must punish sin.
神，圣洁公义的神必须惩罚罪。
The punishment for sin is death.
对罪的惩罚就是死。
Anyone who sins justly deserves death.
任何人犯了罪都应该得到死，这是公平的。
But Jesus died in our place.
但是基督耶稣为我们死了。
Only his death is an adequate payment for the penalty of sin.
只有他的死才能够支付罪的刑罚。
And his resurrection was the proof that the payment was adequate.
他从死里复活的事实证明他的死有足够的能力。
We benefit from the solution only when we receive by faith alone this gracious provision.
只有当我们用信心来领受神的恩典时，我们才能够获得救恩的益处。
Forgiveness and a right standing before God is a gift that can only be received as a gift and cannot be earned.
蒙神宽恕，得以站立在神的面前，是我们从神白白得来的礼物。这个礼物是赚不来的。
God will give it, but He will not let it be purchased.
上帝要把它送给你，但上帝不会让你向他买。
We must accept it by faith.
我们知道我们的领受是来自信心。
Or we do not receive it.
不然我们就得不着。
Ephesians 2:8-9 says that salvation is by grace through faith.
以弗所书第二章第八到第九节说，得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
Works are excluded so that no one can boast.
不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
In Romans 4, Paul argues clearly that if anyone works to gain something, it is no longer a gift.
罗马书第四章，保罗清楚地提出，任何人工作赚来的就不再是礼物。
But salvation is a gift.
但是得救是礼物。
It must be by faith alone.
它必须靠信心才能得救。
Our assurance of having acquired this gift is based upon the promise and character of God and upon the continued work of God in our lives.
我们确信已经获得了神的礼物。我们确信的依据是神的应许，神的特征。和神在我们生命中不断地做工。
We can be sure that God forgives through Jesus because He promised to. God cannot lie.
我们确信神通过耶稣基督宽恕了我们的罪，因为神应许了，神是不会撒谎的。
He will and can keep His promise.
他会持守他的应许。
We know that we have truly believed because of God's work in our lives.
我们知道我们的信是真的。因为神的话语在我们的生命里面。
Jesus is our Lord.
耶稣是我们的主。
The presence of God's Spirit in the heart assures us of the change that has taken place.
神的圣灵在我们心里，让我们确信我们的生命正在改变。
The fruit of the Spirit replaces more and more the works of our old sinful nature.
圣灵的果子越来越多地替代了、取代了我们原来的罪的本质。
Persevering in our faith in trials demonstrates that our faith is genuine.
叫我们的信心经过试炼更显宝贵，显明信心是真实的。
Obedience to the Word of God shows that we have come to know God through Jesus.
顺服神的话，让我们通过耶稣基督认识神。
The love that we show to other believers demonstrates the love of God, which is now in the heart of the believer.
我们对其他的信徒有爱的表现，显明神的爱已经在信徒的心里了。
These truths need to be reviewed early with anyone who have professed faith in Jesus Christ.
我们需要尽早把这些真理与那些决志信主的人分享。
These are also truths which we should have in the back of our mind when we share the gospel with others.
当我们向人传福音的时候，这些真理应该存留在我们的脑海里。
They should reveal themselves at some point in our presentation of the good news of God's grace.
在我们宣讲神的恩典的好消息的时候，这些真理应该显明出来。
Perhaps there's someone here today for which some of this is entirely new, or you are seeing it in a new light.
或许今天的讲道当中若干要点对于在座的你们来说是全新的信息，或者让你有新的体会。
If that is the case and you want to talk about it, please feel free to come to me afterwards and we can talk.
如果是这样，如果你愿意和我交谈，请你在崇拜后和我说话。
I would also add beyond your notes.
Okay.
If you have questions how to use this, please talk with me.
如果你对我有问题，对于这一套方法有什么问题，请你来问我。
I would be glad to explain more of what I shared.
我非常高兴和你就这个更多的交流。
Thank you.
谢谢。